Good afternoon and welcome to the Friday edition, the weekend edition of the Sunnyside. This is your number one talk news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Gabriella, welcoming you to the show today. It is the third day in the month of June. The month has started already, so if I were you, I'll get things up and running for myself. Welcome once again, TGIF. Thank God it's the weekend. Thank God it's Friday. You get to unwind. That's for those who do not work over the weekends. For many people that I know, they get to work over the weekends. But if you do not, you're amongst men. Lucky and blessed. I am Gabriella once again. On this hour, we're going to kickstart a conversation today talking about the role that religion actually plays in governance or politics, as it were. Now, the reason why we're going to have this conversation is because a priest came out yesterday to talk about, he actually tweeted and said that in his parish, you cannot partake of the Holy Communion without your PVC. And this is what he tweeted, I quote, "In my parish, we have enforced no PVC, no communion." Now, that tweet, of course, as you would expect, brought about a lot of reactions. One of the reactions that stood out was Renan Mukri, who came out to tackle him and say, that is very wrong. You cannot politicize the Holy Communion. You know, people should have the liberty to be, you know, to partake of the Holy Communion and all that and all that and all that. But, I mean, while reading, you know, the reactions and different point of views and opinions, I was actually thinking about it. Many times we always cry and say, people, go get your PVCs. You need to be active in, you know, who we elect as leaders. You need to lend out your voice. You need to take action. We preach this every 4 years in Nigeria. We have been preaching it. We're still going to keep preaching it. We'll keep hearing people say, go get your PVC. Get ready to come out and vote for your choice of leader. But here is someone who has said, you know what? In my own parish, I don't know about any other person or any other pastor or, you know, religious head and all that. But in my own parish, if you do not present your PVC, you do not partake of the communion. I personally have my own sentiments, but I want to hear from you. And the big question I'm asking on this hour is, do you think that using religion as a tool for social change is a welcome idea? Should we actually use religion as a tool for social change? I mean, we've been trying a lot of things in the past. We've tried, you know, campaigning. We've tried voter education. We've tried awareness campaigns. We've tried motivation, inspiration. I mean, everything has been tried. Do you think this is something that we should actually try? Should we begin to use this as a tool to foster and encourage people to, you know, take action? So the same way, you know, the government and, you know, interested bodies are coming out to say, go get your PVC. If, for example, every church, every religious body, every mosque, as it were, came out to say, if you do not have your PVC, you cannot partake of the communion, or you cannot be in a department, or you cannot worship in church. So, but when you're coming to church for service, or when you're going to the mosque for prayers, at the entrance, you have to present your PVC, like a ticket. If you do not have your PVC, you'll be turned back and you will not be part of that service for that day, or that prayer session for that day. Do you think that would actually encourage everyone to go get their PVCs? What are your thoughts, really? Let's talk about this on this hour. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. On Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Do you think that using religion as a tool to foster that change, that social change, is a welcome idea? And will it work? You know, would we then be able to save up all the money we're spending for awareness campaigns, outreaches, and all that if our religious bodies just decide to take it up as their responsibility to ensure that their members, you know, have their PVCs and take it a step further to engage and vote? What are your thoughts? Remember that when you do call, you need to turn down the volume on your radio. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, my sister.
You're welcome, go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Joseph Foster Mujiko, calling from Port Harcourt.
All right.
For me, that is wrong. For me, that is wrong. They want to politicize in the ministry. You don't politicize. Even now, it depends on the person, the mind of the person. Mm. Even me presenting my voter's card before I enter the church or before I partake on Holy Communion, that my same vote can be bought. We see in voting this day, even 500, they buy votes with 500 naira. 1,000 naira, if you look at this, you've not seen 1,000 naira throughout the year or throughout for these 4 years. The 1,000 naira, they can even buy your vote with 1,000 naira. So churches should not politicize this thing. If I don't present my voter's card, I will not take communion. That is wrong for me. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much as well. A follow-up question to your opinion, though. Would you also say that it's wrong for religious people to be, you know, to engage in politics at whatever level? So would it be wrong for a leader in your church or your pastor or your imam to, you know, vie for whatever office in governance? Do you think that would also be wrong, you know, based on your, you know, perspective? Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm the coordinator of National Council of Nigeria, Tai Chata, Ngo Timothy. I want to support the idea and give some kudos to the Catholic priest who stand this position to commission every Christian to at least have their PVC. It's a welcome development. I have been in the north. I see the way the northerners, you know, preach about election, how they beat 2026. What will happen, the young northerner that is going to the mosque understand.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
The conversation, we're talking on this hour about the role that religion actually plays in politics and governance in Nigeria. And this is a conversation because a parish priest recently came out to tweet and says that in his parish, he has enforced no PVC, no communion. A lot of Nigerians are reacting to that statement on Twitter. And one of such reactions is from Reno Mokri, who is saying that why should people, you know, begin to politicize the Holy Communion and even, you know, religion as it were generally. And the fact that this might not spiral into or to produce the result that, you know, people actually want. And that's why I'm asking, you know, should religion be a tool in fostering that, that, you know, participation, that level of participation that Nigerians actually need you know, especially when it comes to electioneering seasons, such as the season we're in right now. Do you think perhaps that if religious bodies, churches, mosques also, you know, take this up as their responsibility to, you know, motivate and push their members to be active, do you think that would actually help in ensuring that everyone exercises their right when it comes to choosing and electing the next leaders in the new political dispensation? The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon.
You're welcome, Mr. Zion. Go ahead.
The police got it wrong on this particular angle. On the night when he was betrayed, he took that dress and he said, "Thank you, Heavenly Father," before he left. He said, "Let's do it in memory of him. It's not in memory of any election. It's not for the promulgation of any political party or any ambition. It is not for the promulgation of any theory any man can create. But he said, do it in memory of me." That is the only communion. So if the Reverend Father have done this, I think that is heresy. And it's teaching the people a wrong dynamics about politics. Martin Luther King, a very renowned preacher of the gospel, he never added it to the movement to free the blacks from their state of mind at that time. Malcolm X, a wonderful preacher, he never added it to his movement of blessed memory. Desmond Tutu, of course, I love him. I followed his work of recently, how God can preach the gospel. He never added the movement of apartheid to the preaching of the gospel. The truth is this. These are one of the reasons in a modern-day politics people are trying to not to respect the preachers anymore because they are just doing it for their bread and their butter. The best thing you would have done, Mr. Zion, I know you as a member of my congregation. I want you to go contest as a governor in your state. I want you to go contest as the president of our country. Oh, fellow members, here is my son, whom I am well pleased. Vote for him. That would have been a different case. He would have summoned all the priests in Nigeria. Have a synod on a particular Saturday. It is high time our faithful son, Mr. Zion, let us vote for him. Go back to your own parishes and work and inculcate the same motivation to your followers. Let us vote for this one. We know him very well. That would have been a different thing. But now telling us that without the PDC, no communion, oh my goodness me, that is wrong. Totally wrong. We are not preaching Jesus. Jesus is not part of that movement. And means that if the righteous rule, the people rejoice. The preachers, the pastors, the priests, mention them. They would have searched around Nigeria for the past 4 years and give us a Christian brother and tell us to vote for him. If we don't vote for him, the Sunday services, the messages will not come as flow. We'll just come sing, praise, and worship and go. Then we will not be conscientized. Yes, the righteous have risen up. That is the same thing those in the mosque are doing. They believe in bringing their people. They believe in involving themselves into politics. That is why on that day of election, even the Northern selling sugar cane here in Port Harcourt, you will go to the north to vote. The shoemaker, you will not see him to police or shoe, you will go to the north to vote. But on that day of the election, that is the day here in Port Harcourt, we are calling our girlfriends to come and visit us. That is the day we want to play football on the street. So that is even the day we say that, oh, election is the country for NECO. But those who understand the power of politics, they are going to the north to vote. We need a better motivation, a better sensitization for our people to get our PDC to vote, but not to restrict them, not to access their religious belief, which is the body of Christ. Mrs. Zion.
All right, Mrs. Zion, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts about this. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon, Timothy, I called back.
All right, go ahead. Thank you for calling back.
I really want to follow up by standing on my point, making this reason to you that it is very important for Christians to come out and get their PVC and vote for a right candidate, because the Bible made us to understand that when the righteous rule, its followers have peace, they have joy, there is development, there is a peaceful environment. So if he can use the church and the communion to tell people to go and take PVC, it's not wrong. But I'm not saying it is a biblical. It's not. But it is a way of bringing our consciousness into our future, our destiny, and looking towards our prosperity. Because it is when we come out to vote. It is when Christians show up that we meet this person and we follow our Christian brothers. Because a Muslim cannot vote for it.
Are you there?
Bring division, no. But it is what is happening. It's what's happening in the north. They come out and strengthen their brothers, strengthen their institutions, strengthen
Let me quickly ask you a question. Based on what you're saying now, what then can we do to see that, you know, Christians are coming out more to vote and elect the leaders that they want?
Yes, because our people here are too dumb.
You can't use that word.
The church can use the preaching to inculcate followers to vote for good leaders, and they should understand that this is somebody that failed them. These are the people they need to vote in so that they can bring in the right people.
Oh dear. Anyway, thank you for calling. What happened there?
Gabriela, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
This is Doma calling you.
All right.
I think this is a very nice topic this afternoon. Very, 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 very. At this time. Very, very important. But it's just that we Christians, we don't really know our role. But we normally quote it in the Bible that we should pray for our leaders. Then I normally see ask the question, which leaders do we need to pray for? Is it the politicians or general or only the church leaders? Because in as much as I know, if you did not participate in the election, you will continue suffering what you are suffering. That very day that you set up your mind to say, yes, I must be a part of this election this year, we see that something could be happening. By what our staff said, Mr. Zion, I normally listen to his conversation. Very nice conversation. It's only very sweet talk. Anytime he talk, I always very happy. See, when a righteous man rules, the people of God rejoice. They celebrate. Isn't it sad that a leader that had the fear of God, the Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you don't have the fear of the Lord, you will not rule the people well. Go and check anybody that really has the fear of God. And if you have a position, he will not, whether by politics or church leaders or whatsoever, he will rule well. Okay, let me tell you. If the Christian says you should not participate or you should not be, what of the church leadership? We are talking of deacons, the deaconesses, the church leader in the church. If you don't into politics there, they enter through voting. See, let me tell you one thing. Through communion, through church leaders, you are preaching, you can say your but go and get your PVC. I can still remember one of my reverend, Ikwereman, one of my reverend. When he don't reach about 2 to 3 weeks for election, he will pack his family home to go and vote for some all some leaders that we see today, I don't want to be a part of politics. We don't want to, politics is Satan. It's like this. No. When you call politics a Satan, it will continue to be Satan, the people that we are seeing today.
All right. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. We'll get on WhatsApp in a minute. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. The big question I'm asking on this hour is, should religion be used as a tool, you know, to foster increased participation in, you know, not just in politics, but in the process of choosing and electing the next leaders? So should we see our religious bodies, be Christian religious bodies or Muslim religious bodies, actually taking up that baton of responsibility and saying, we're going to do whatever it takes. If it means us saying, look, without your PVC or without that active, you know, engagement and participation, you cannot either engage in or be part of our services or our prayer sessions or however, whatever form it actually takes. Do you think religious bodies should now be used as a tool to ensure that more Nigerians are getting involved in the process? The numbers once again to call is 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Good afternoon and welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much for this topic. Like when you tell our Christian brother to go and vote, they say it's a sin to go and vote. But when this will won an election, they will go to church and do Thanksgiving, then they will donate money. You will collect money. You say they want to roof the church, you will collect money from them. But to come out, to, you see this not an answer. They are very, very good. They are united.
Why do you keep vote, using like, them as example?
All of them will plug down to north to vote for their people. But you ask our people to come out, they will not come out. Not more than Christians this side. But we don't come out to vote. We take everything I've seen, everything seen. Come out and vote for a particular person that will change the country or that will change the state. They don't want to do it. When things happen, they say, hey, this, that. Come out, pray, and vote. The pastor should tell that worshiper to go and do their PVC. All of them, they will do it. Peace.
All right, thank you very much for sharing. Everyone is using Northerners as example of, you know, commitment, that's the word, and, you know, active participation, which is great, but I don't want that to be the focus or the crux of the conversation. I really also want to know, in your opinion, going forward, how we can actually begin to foster for people across the country, regardless of where you're from or where you live or reside, how people can actually become more involved in the electioneering process, you know, in electing the next leaders in the new political dispensation. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gabby.
You're welcome.
Okay, so you started by talking about a pastor that instructed everyone to get the PVC before he takes the Eucharist. Well, for me, it's not really necessary. But then for you to consider religion as a tool, I am of the opinion that, first and foremost, we're very religiously sentimental people. And so it makes for a great sense of our social engagement. And so if religion becomes a gathering point for us as a people, it becomes a sort of marketplace for a lot of things, marketplace for values, marketplace for messages, okay, marketplace for renewing our consciousness. And it's on that premise that some priests stands up on Sunday or the worship day on Friday or whatever and begins to admonish his followers, you know, on the way to go, okay, gives them some bit of guide on the way to go. That's why if you notice now, a lot of politicians even come campaign in religious gatherings. So I've witnessed it a number of times where an aspirant comes to church, because this is a large gathering, a large church, you've got thousands of people, and then he reaches out to the pastor opens the doors, he comes in and says, please vote for me. Sometimes the churches form alliances with them, okay, you're going to get XY number of votes from here, and then the politician in town makes agreement. Those things may not in themselves be correct. But the area I'm looking at is a situation where the spiritual leaders and many of the people on the need to not waste the opportunity. I mean, he enlightens them or she enlightens them on the need to use up their franchise, express their franchise, go vote, go determine the next set of leaders on the need to shun violence. I know a number of times in my own church, a number of times when we are admonished, drop the guns, election is not war. All of those campaigns are carried out in religious centers, and they are useful. They are useful. So there has to be some bit of involvement somehow, maybe not because you're using the Quran or you're using the Bible, but because it's a gathering to sell ideas and to sell ideals, and people will just catch the pastor because my pastor said this or my imam said this. So that is how far religion can go. That is basically around that. My own thinking, though, is basically around that. And if that can be done, I will tell us, please, if they call you to come kill, don't kill. If they call you to come carry the guns, don't carry the guns. It's just an environment for social awareness and social engagement. If you're a leader, you must lead well. You know, they have leadership trainings. They teach people. Religion could be used. You
have
an environment for that.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. Let's get on WhatsApp now. We have a few comments on here. We'll get back to the phone lines shortly. This here is from Endwell from Port Harcourt. He says, for me, the priest got it wrong. People have the right to be political, to get involved in politics. It is not by force. And the truth is that we've been apolitical here in the South. It's really not our fault. The stress in getting the PVC here in the South is really cumbersome. And also the day for elections here in the South is also very risky. And that's just a fact, he says. Edwell, thank you for your thoughts. And this here says, good afternoon, Gabby. Anyone can vie for any political position, but for any clergyman to politicize the Holy Communion is an aberration and a sacrilege. This should not be encouraged. In fact, the leader in question should be sanctioned. Imma sends that in. Thank you, Imma, for joining the conversation. Esther Etim says, one of the problems with centering politics or social change on religion is that at best, it will be subject to whatever misinterpretation the proponent is under. At worst, they'll be abusive. In Nigeria alone, we have Christians who are so dogmatic about their own GO's doctrine that they cannot peacefully coexist with other Christians from another denomination. So which religious sect or denomination do you want to trust Nigeria's future to? Because that's what it will amount to. Many Nigerian Christians are interested in grabbing power, and that's why they keep talking about taking over. Taking over what? She's asking. And she goes on to say, does the Bible say they're following, not say how Jesus Christ ran from being crowned king, or that this world isn't their final destination? So what are they taking over? They like to use Joseph and Daniel as examples, but remember those men were not actually Christians. They were righteous. Nigeria is not a theocracy, and church attendance, activity, dedication is not a marker of righteousness. I and my house will not vote for a fraud that speaks in tongues or an incompetent vessel that dances in any church. Esther Etim sends that in. Thank you very much, Esther, for your thoughts. And there's a comment here for Mr. Zion. I'm definitely not taking that on radio. Moving on, Patrick Amadi from a chair says, good afternoon. That condition is rough. Having a PVC card is a personal matter. Church issue has nothing to do with the PVC card. The Reverend Father is not saying the mind of God. Interesting. And Marley from Trans Amadi says, it will not help us. You might force someone to get the PVC, but are you still going to force him or her on election day to go and vote? 40% of Nigeria, or even 50% of Nigeria, who's going out there to collect their PVC, are not collecting it because they want to vote on election day. They're simply collecting it to use for other means. Well, I've heard a couple of people say that, so there's some truth in there, Marley. Thank you for sending that in. Back to the phone lines. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
This is Gideon.
All right, Gideon, go ahead.
Okay, first, I want to support what that priest said, though. You know why?
Tell me.
The Bible said my people perish because they lack knowledge. So why are you taking communion when you don't have knowledge? Understand? Go and vote. Vote for people. People will not go and vote. They will go to church, take communion, and they are suffering. You understand? They should go and vote. That is what matters. The Bible says, I wish above all things I see it prosper. Even as that soul prospering. Understand? Communion is for the prosperity of the soul. Why? You get the PVC, the prosperity for your environment and everybody around you. So they should go. I support that man. We should go and get communion.
All right.
They should go and get PVC rather.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing, Gideon, for sharing your thoughts. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Justice, Mayor.
All right, Justice.
Well, in as much as religious bodies are not to be seen as political tools, religious leaders are in a very good position to sensitize and tell their members the need to join in a nation building politics. I think the move by that particular leader was not out of place. So, first of all, the religious bodies are there to teach the people and change the society. It's salvation first. But how do you maintain salvation? When the society changes. So it is very important that every religious leader would not deny or teach their members against election. Like it happened on one social media group, one of my pastors posted that some pastors usually close churches too early for people to go and participate in election. And I was against that. Because the church is there to change individuals. And if individuals change, the family will change, the society will change. And if there is a fault in the country, our religious leaders should be at the forefront to, solving that problem and making the society a better place. Thereby encouraging their members to participate seriously in elections. And not just seriously in election, but doing it in their faith, doing the right thing, not doing the wrong practice. That is my take on it. I support that that.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. A final caller, then we'll get back to WhatsApp messages. All right, we lost that call. Please do also call back. Let's take a few more messages on WhatsApp and get back for a final caller. For me, it does not work because the church is not a place for politics, Ukauma from Port Harcourt says. This here is from Joe. Joe is asking, does the priest prefer losing his congregations to get in PVC for an election? And let's see, more comments. Good afternoon, Gabby. Michael says, I think one of the problems of this nation is confusion. The message of a pastor to his congregation about getting PVC is not wrong, though the channel or the way he passed the message may be questionable by a narrow-minded individual, but let's consider the motive. I know Nigeria is not a theocratic nation. Let's not forget that religious members are also members of society. I'll also add that voters' education can be effective in religious gatherings than the societal gatherings based on the current perception people have about Nigerian politics. Thank you very much, Michael. And Prince from Port Harcourt says, good day, Gabby. I don't think it is right because most of the callers are even getting it wrong. Yes, the Northerners vote, but you can't do that to them. If they do not have their PVC, they cannot pray. There'll be serious problem. So please let's understand what we're saying, Prince says. Moving on. Ezek Kingsley says, good afternoon, Gabby. It's actually the duty of religious leaders to educate their members on the importance of civic duties as citizens, mostly in election in electing persons that will determine their well-being. Good work, Gabby. Thank you, Eze, and also thank you for your thoughts. This here is from, let's see, quite a lengthy message. I can't take all of this. Aziz from Eliozu says, okay, it's a very lengthy message, but thank you regardless for sharing. We have to wrap it up in about 2 minutes or so. Mr. David says, now who PVC help? My PVC brought the current government. A bag of rice rose from 8K to 30K. Who are the flag bearers? They emerged by vote buying. Well, David, here's the thing. You know, these issues that you talk about, it would continue to be an endless cycle if you continue to perceive of your PVC and the power that it carries the way you do. Because at the end of the day, the power is in the hands of the people. If you do not sell your vote, if you do not allow your decision or your choice to be influenced by any external party, then you have the power to choose who your next leader is. So the question rather should be, you know, are you making the right choices of a leader and not the efficacy of your power as a PVC holder and as a Nigerian? You know, so I think that should be the actual question. We're going to wrap it up now. Our time is up. Sadly, I can't take any more calls because we're down to the last minute. But thank you regardless for sharing. Now, at the end of the day, the message still remains, go get your PVC. Ensure you have one and ensure that you are following the news. You're following, you know, all that's going on in your party of choice. You're following your potential leaders as well, so that when the time comes, you make an informed decision on who your leader will be. 1 o'clock brings the news update, and right after, further conversations right here on The Sunny Side. My name is Gabriella. Thank you for joining me on this conversation.